Good morning. This is WAMC Regional News, and joining us is Mike Spain, Associate Editor of the Times Union, as he does each Tuesday. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, David.
Above the fold in the print version of the paper today, Casey Seiler's story, which says, and I'll read the headline, "Aghast over deleted emails." What's this about?
Well, it refers to Governor Andrew Cuomo's top racing and gaming advisor, who said he was aghast to learn that his emails concerning the ouster of the food truck called the Wandering Dago, a controversial name. They were kicked out of the Saratoga race course, and these emails relating to that had been deleted from his account. And that is despite a filing of a Freedom of Information Law request for the contents of those emails. Under the state's email rules, if there's a pending lawsuit or if there's a pending Freedom of Information Law request, those emails are not supposed to be automatically deleted. Of course, there's a controversial state policy which deletes most emails after 90 days. The governor's office would preserve these documents is what he had assumed. We're talking about the former deputy for the Gaming and Racing Board, Bennett Liebman. He said this in a deposition last month in the lawsuit that the owners of the food truck, the Wandering Dago, have brought against the state. They said they were unfairly kicked out. It's cost them a lot of money, and they're pursuing this. And they're going after the New York Racing Association, and they're saying that the Cuomo administration has been interfering. So these are interesting details that are coming out in that lawsuit as it plays out.
It could be an interesting flooding situation if the ice on both the Hudson and the Mohawk rivers melts and then jams up anywhere upstream. This is a real concern with all the cold and ice that's out there.
Yeah, our reporter Ken Crow spoke to some local officials about that, and they're very concerned. Bert Mahoney, who's the mayor of the village of Waterford, and that sits right at the point where the Mohawk flows into the Hudson River, is definitely worried about a coming thaw. He notes that the ice is pretty thick and was not a January thaw this year. Everybody knows that. But officially, no major floods are predicted by the National Weather Service. But it's really too early and too cold for that kind of quick melt to happen. It could all change in a couple of weeks. John Garver, who's a Union College geology professor who's an expert on the river flooding, says that the extremely heavy ice and snow in the area's basins could cause some problems, and people in the low-lying areas like the Stockade of Schenectady and in Waterford are watching it closely, and that's about all they can do at this point.
And we'll keep watching it as well. We've been talking with Mike Spain, Associate Editor of the Times Union. For more on these stories, head to timesunion.com or pick up a copy of the paper. Thanks, Mike.
Thank you, David.